Hello, everyone, and welcome to a MaderCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Today on the MaderCast, this is season 2, episode number 5. And on today's episode, we have a few things to talk about, so let's get started. We'll talk about what I think about Facebook. Oh, you're going to love this story. Then we'll talk about vaping other herbs besides marijuana and what good they can do for you. I know we've talked about it in the past, but I'd like to do a refresher because some people don't know about them and probably don't really care. I really stress it's good for you, believe me. We have a Fuck You Award coming up. We'll get to that. And we have to talk about emergency preparedness. We'll get into that all coming up here on the MaderCast right now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another edition of the MaderCast. I'm Jem and Jerry Mader. This is episode number 5. And the first segment is about Fakebook. Facebook. Facebook, yes. What can we talk about? It's a good tool to use when you're pissed off and things. You can always share your favorite vacation with people. But sometimes it's also good to vent on, you know, when you're pissed off at people. Well, I already said that. But anyway, I think that senior citizens should have their own Facebook. That's right. It should be called Respectful Book. Because truly, that's all they ever do is bitch about people's, how bad people disrespect people on Facebook, and how this Facebook thing has gone way out of control, and how they can't believe their granddaughter, grandson, daughter, son is using this kind of media to be just perverted and nasty, and it's inappropriate, it's not the right thing to do, and oh my God, Jesus H. Christ on a popsicle stick, if you believe that, you'd believe the whole damn world's got problems, and they do. Anyway, see, I think some of the stuff that older people do say is right. Like, you know, I believe that sometimes people can get a little out of control on Facebook. They don't try, they just do. It's easier to write something than say it, in most cases. And if I can get away with writing it, I don't have to speak the words. Because I figure writing it down is like saying it, only they can see it and they won't have to hear me say it, which means I didn't say it. Anyway, but it ain't true, because anything you say can be used against you in the court of law. Oh, where did I hear that from? Anyway, no, the truth thing is people don't care. And that's how the rest of the nation should be now. Just don't give a shit. If you see it on Facebook, ignore it. You're not going to do anything by telling them about it anyway, because, quite frankly, they don't give a fuck. This nation is fucked up in the head. That's all there is to it. It's never going to go back to the way it used to be, because it all started with Henry Ford and Alexander Graham Bell. And it will continue with them, too. So, Sorry about your bad luck, folks. I know you didn't want to hear that from me, but this world has gone to fucking hell. And we're all going with it. So hang in there, folks. When the world plunges into the big river and we all die, remember when we get to heaven that older people don't like to be disrespected. So don't go up to God and say, "Hey, dude, what the fuck's up, man?" Because he might send your ass right back down to hell or earth, whichever way you want to put it. Okay, that segment's done. Now on to our segment, Vape Like Health. And today we're going to talk about the benefits of vaporizing green tea. Yep, green tea, you heard that correctly. Green tea gives you the ability, if you vaporize it properly, and you properly heat the vaporizer, it gives you the ability to maximize the caffeine in it. So if you vaporize it, you're going to get one hell of a jittery buzz. The best way to fix the jitters is to add a little bit of peppermint in there. So that's my recipe for vape-like health. And many of you think, well, why the hell would I vaporize green tea? Well, some people who can't stay awake in the daytime, if we do that, and I include myself in that, it will force the body to literally stay awake all day long because you will have nothing but the greatest buzz ever. Not buzz like high buzz, or it's different. It's more of like the coffee kind of buzz, only a lot stronger. So it keeps you awake all day. And when you want to go to sleep, you'll need to vaporize lavender to go to sleep, because that's just the thing. It won't knock you out until you do something to counteract it. Or just do what I do. Grab some marijuana, if it's legal in your state, and vaporize that. That will bring it down. A little bit. Not much. But a little bit. That's, you know, the thing people don't realize about vaporizing that, the green tea, is that it also helps with migraines pretty quickly. It will get rid of a migraine faster than actual medication does. But here's the downfall. You will have the jitters all day. And you don't want those. So like I said, just throw a little bit of peppermint in there and you'll be fine. The peppermint will stop the jitters, because the jitters comes from not having enough sugar. Now, hear me out a minute. I ain't talking about the kind of sugar like, you know, you're putting in your coffee every day. I'm talking about natural sugar. A lot of regular sugar is like processed stuff, along with your, you know, sugar beets or sugar cane, whatever they use. Natural sugar is natural. It ain't gonna hurt you, and it will help you more or less. Oh, and if you want to lose weight, green tea, baby, all the way. It'll burn right off, cause you'll be so damn energized, you won't know what to do with yourself, and you'll want to run around and. Not run around, but you'll want to, you know, do all the things you do and get them done throughout the day. Because you'll be able to focus better. There's my tip for you. Here on Vape Like Health, I'm Jerry Mater. Saying, thanks, guys. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Fuck You Awards. I'm Jammin' Jerry Mater here with another Fuck You Inductee. We're saying fuck you to Roger in Canada today. Retard Roger in Canada. Fucked hard. Anyway, you are the dumbest piece of shit anyone has ever seen, and you probably shouldn't be able to have children because they might turn out like you. An ignorant, low-down, piece of shit, cheating, lying,
bastard. You fucking idiot. So, this lady emails me and says, hey, I gotta have you do me a favor and send a fuck you award to this bastard in Canada for me. And she told me the story about how you hurt her and broke her heart. But on top of that, you were cheating on your wife all along. You fucking scuzz bucket. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for cheating on your wife and being a complete loser and trying to get somebody else to become your mistress. You cocksucker. Now, I normally don't get into, you know, affairs such as these. But this guy, well, you know, he hurt one of my good friends. And I will not mention names, but if I ever find you, I'm taking a branding iron to your nutsack, douchebag. And then when I'm done, I might just brand your dick as well. You know what I'm going to put on it? You know what the brand's going to be? It's going to be a great big L with a circle around it for loser. Or should it be a great big C? S with a circle around it for cocksucker. Maybe that would be better. Well, I could put the old brand of fuck you on there, but somebody might enjoy that too much. I don't know. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to wrap up our podcast for the day. Thank you all for tuning in. This show is copyright 2019 or 18, doesn't matter which one. Jim and Jerry's Quality Sounds, all rights reserved, baby. By the way, if you'd like to have me for your DJ if you're in the Michigan area, please contact me. Look up Jammin' Jerry's, Jammin', J-A-M-M-I-N apostrophe, Jerry's, with just J-E-R-R-Y apostrophe S, Quality, Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, and Sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, and I'll be glad to come and DJ your party for a fee, and not a very expensive one. Find out more by going to the page. Until then, we'll see you guys later. Fuck you later. Bye.